Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Minorino. Thursday, September 19, 2024. Pre-market report. People, are you seeing this? Are you freaking seeing what's happening right now? Maybe you're not even aware. This morning, as soon as I became aware of this, I posted this to my newsletter, and I want to read this to you. It's really just too much, honestly. So, Lions. As I am writing this, stock futures are skyrocketing, pointing towards record highs right at the open for stocks. If this continues, it looks like it's going to. Now, let me just show you what's going on here. This is what it looks like across the board as I am doing this. And let me go on. Not only are stock futures taking off across the board, you got gold, silver, crude, commodities higher, cryptocurrencies higher. Now, I wrote this. I want you to pay attention to this part here, all right? Let me see if I can do this. All that has changed is the promise of oceans of easy money from the Fed starting now through 2025. I go on to say, massive currency devaluation and artificially suppressed rates buys a lot of illusion. That's what we're seeing here. The mechanism is just in our freaking face. What have we discussed right here for years? The illusion of the market, people, is a very powerful thing. People are going to wake up, look at their 401k plans, their investment plans, and go, I can't believe how rich I am getting. First of all, this isn't real anyway. You're rich on paper? Absolutely. Looks really good. You know, I'm going to ask my Lions out here for a favor, okay? Those of us, you, me, who have been in this market buying the dips along the way for years. All right, look. To say the least, we've done very, very well. So if you were like me yesterday and jumped into this market, like I said, hold your fire and buy yesterday, on paper at least, you're richer today than you were yesterday. I'm going to ask you all right, to take 1% of whatever profit you made just from yesterday, not even going back, pull it and donate that to a charity that you believe in. You want to know a big secret here? How to be very successful in anything you do in life. You pay it forward. You pay it forward. Being greedy is a pathway to destruction. Self-destruction. You pay it forward. For example, take some profit. Pull some profit. All right? 1%. One. That's all I'm asking you to do. And you take that and you donate that profit to a charity that you believe in. Something you want to support in your heart that you believe in. It'll come back to you tenfold, my Lions. You got to live by this philosophy. Pay it forward. Pay it forward. Pay it forward, and it will come back to you tenfold, and you will continue to, again, pay it forward. Does that make sense to people out here, honestly, or am I just really out there? Now, I want to talk to you about a lot. Actually, no, let's move on to this. This was a headline yesterday from Barron's. Fed Powell isn't dovish or hawkish. He's bullish. This entity... This criminal enterprise, it means people, look, man, yes, I hate central banking. These are the enemies, okay? They're destroying humanity around the world. Do you understand what I'm talking about? You're allowed to hate these things. You're allowed to. They're killing us. They're destroying us. You all know that, and it's not going to stop. They're going to bring us to our knees. That's what they're doing while they foster the illusion of the markets skyrocketing. Record high, record high, record high, record high. That's what we're going to get again, people. It's just revolting to me, people. I can't take it anymore. Just real quick, going back, this is what's happening here to cryptocurrencies, gold, silver, crude oil. I mean, look at this, man. This is unbelievable. It's all an illusion, people. It's not real. You know, speaking about that, so I know this morning, some of you may be wondering why I am not talking about the jobs numbers. Why bother? They're all fake. They're fabrications. We could just vanish 118,000 jobs that were supposed to be created. But no one talks about it. So I don't think I'm even going to discuss this stuff anymore with regard to the data. It's all fake. It's all fabrication, people. Come on, man. I just can't stand talking about it anymore. Now, with regard to this, look, the MMRI is telling us the story. It's right here, people, what we're seeing in real time. Again, this isn't squiggly lines. For those of you that are new here, the MMRI, Mannarino Renal Market Risk Indicator, free to everybody. It's free to you. I don't make a dime off of you using this, okay? It's in the description of this video, a link. This tells you what's happening here. This is currency devaluation. This is the Fed buying it all. And this is going to accelerate moving forward. There's nothing going on here. Now, I know some of you got a little rattled. You got a little rattled yesterday watching what happened to the 10-year yield. It bumped higher. I explained to you in the video yesterday why that happened. This is a rebalancing. Are you watching currencies right now around the world? There's a lot of volatility here as the market is getting pumped up into oblivion. So last night I did put this out to kind of explain to people what's happening. Let me just cover this real quick. So I wrote lions. This is not the beginning of a major debt market sell-off. Again, that 10-year yield jumping here. I wrote, a few of you appear to be concerned about the 10-year yield rising after the Fed announcement today. And I went on to say, I talked about why, in my opinion, this happened. It's a no-brainer in the video. I do not believe that this is the beginning of a much worse sell-off in the debt market, but keep your eyes on the MMRI. This is the key, man. The key to this entire thing. Anyway, so after the Fed made their case moving forward, unprecedented in my view. I mean, they laid the Federal Reserve, not only, I've never seen this before, and I watch the Fed like a hawk here. I've never seen a simultaneous release of information like this. Not only did they get out there and say, we're going to cut rates dramatically, 50 basis points. They laid out their case for the rest of this year and next year. They've already broadcast it to the market. That took out a lot of uncertainty, and that's why we're, in fact, all uncertainty, and that's why we're seeing this right now this morning, people. But we were smart. We held our fire. We bought yesterday, and we're going to see record high, record high, record high. So anyway, so after the Fed made their case moving forward for what they're about to do to us, again, foster the illusion of the markets while they destroy us all via currency devaluation, via artificially suppressed rates. And what does this do? People create distortions. Distortions beyond your wildest dreams. There's no reality here anymore. Again, how many times have we discussed things that should matter to this market, like any fundamental factor that you want to talk about? Forward guidance, PE ratios, balance sheets, debt on the balance sheets. All, doesn't matter anymore. It's all about easy money and what they're doing now. This is epic, man. If you think what you saw last time during the meltdown of 08, they're lying to us, telling us, obviously, how strong our economy is, how great we're doing here. We're firing on all cylinders here. Can't make it up. The global economy, people, do your own research, is collapsing. It's collapsing at its fastest pace on record. And you got central banks ballooning the money supply here. They're buying it all. What does this tell you? Anyway, this was unprecedented in my view. We are going to see some rebalancing in the debt market, some volatility in the currency markets, and perhaps stock market as well. And that's what I put out last night. Look, again, I consider it my honor, my responsibility to reach out to all of you and tell you what's really going on here. I have to ask, where are you going to get this stuff from, people? So look, so two favors for Greg Mannarino this morning. Number one for my lions out here, stop. We're not greedy, okay? We are not greedy. We pay it forward. You're going to take 1%. I'm not even asking for anything that you've made over the last several years to pay it forward to a charity you believe in. And I know you've all done very well with it, okay? Dividend payments and everything else. Now, just 1% of what you made from yesterday to today, pull it this morning, 1%. Donate that to a charity you believe in, okay? I don't think that's too much to ask for. We must pay it forward, period, the freaking end. And that's the secret to success. It's the way the universe works. You understand? I hope you get it. I really, really do. The second favor I'm going to ask you people is to share this stuff. Get it out there. Please give the video a thumbs up. It allows the algorithms to pick up the video, and comment here. Respond to the naysayers, okay? Not just the naysayers. Again, we want different opinions. We want different perspectives. Even criticism. You want to criticize Greg Mannarino? That's fine. You want to criticize my Lions out here? Okay, tell us why. Okay, what are we doing here that's so abstract here? We're telling people to pay it forward, to not be greedy. Yes, we're capitalizing on this market. We're betting against the debt, becoming our own central banks, not allowing this freak show to destroy us. So you want to criticize me, you want to criticize my Lions, go ahead. That's fine. That's allowed to. But personal attacks makes you all fair game. Those of you that want to personally attack me and or my community and or my Lions out here, and we will rip your face off. I can promise you that. And we're gonna not force you because you have no control, no self-control. What we're going to do, me and my Lions, is respond to you because you can't help but respond back. And that helps the video get bigger. It helps the algorithms. It helps the channel. So I'm going to ask you yet again. You see those people out here that are the personal attacks? Bait them. They can't escape it. They have no choice. Get them to comment. It's just too easy. All right, people, look, man, that's where we stand today. It's just, this is a very, I don't even know the word, man. It's disturbing what we're seeing here, the illusion of the markets, the pumping of it all, the easy money, the oceans of easy money, hyperinflation, what they're doing to us all here, the elimination, the extermination. This is an extinction-level event on a global scale, what they're doing here to the middle class here. What's going to happen moving forward is not only our stock market price is going to inflate. Watch what happens to real estate. Watch what happens to real estate prices here. We're going to cut rates. We promise you lower rates because we're both idiots. You know who I'm talking about, the two puppets, servants of Satan, the two of them, okay, aligning themselves with the Federal Reserve, flooding us all with easy money, which is supposed to be a good thing. Really, easy money is an economic destroyer. You all know that. We need the polar opposite of what they're saying, the two freaks, along with how they're doing exactly what the Fed's doing right now. The Fed is on our side, right? Because Kamala and Trump, they're on our side too, because they're telling you the same thing the Fed's doing. So they must be on our side. No. We're being destroyed. We're being destroyed, and they're laughing at us. They're laughing at us. But we're laughing back because we've weaponized the system, people. We've weaponized it. Let them do whatever they want to do, man. There's always a counter strategy, and we're on it, you and me. We are on it. All right, people, look, that's it, man. I'm going to let you all go. I hope you got something out of this video. I want to hear from you. Yes, please comment. It helps the channel. Write anything. Greg, you are a terrible person. Greg, you know what? I like you. You're a good guy. You're telling people to pay it forward and not be greedy, because that's the key. That's the key. I can't tell you this another way. You got to do these things, people. All right, look, that's it. I really mean it this time. Love you all from the heart. I hope you got something out of this. Again, let me know if you did, you didn't. I appreciate you either way. We will meet later, 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern, for the live stream. Yesterday was huge. We had over 3,000 people in the live stream. Let's make that 4,000. I really want to see these numbers go up. I want to interact with you. I want to interact with you in real time so we can cover questions. That's really what it's all about. I want to answer. I don't see them all, and I do apologize if I don't answer yours specifically. It's difficult. But I do try, all right? And that's all you can do in life is try, right? All right, so that's it. Until we meet again, what am I going to say? Take care of yourselves and each other.